North Carolina's high school graduation rate is at an all-time high, around 83%. As a new crop of students receive their diplomas this month, we visit one school district that's found ways to get more students to finish school. Rima Crace reports that part of the answer lies in letting some students graduate with fewer credits.
A few years ago, Clinton High School hired a man named Louis.
Louis Boykin, and I'm the dropout prevention coordinator for Clinton City Schools.
His job? Convince students to stay in school and graduate.
We're going into the city of Clinton to look for some students who have dropped out.
So on this day, like many others, he gets into his car in search of teenagers who'd rather be anywhere but class. He turns up the gospel music. He's also a reverend.
This is a small town, USA. Clinton, 10,000 people, population. I live on this street right here. Yeah, turn right there.
Clinton is in Sampson County, about an hour away from both Wilmington and Raleigh. Some of the biggest industries involve slaughtering hogs and building escalators. Farming is a big deal here, and so are high school sports. Within 3 minutes of driving around, Boykin waves hello to his old sixth grade teacher and points to his cousin's car wash. Then he turns to a different part of town.
This was the dividing line, this street right here, for segregation, white and black at one time. And this is the area which I grew up in. This is where I'm from. And it's still pretty much predominantly African-American down here.
Boykin's upper body is crouched over the wheel. He's sporting school colors with a black and gold vest and squints through his glasses.
Some of our students, this is where they, when they drop out, when I come looking for them, this is where I come. I knock on the door and say, where is so-and-so? I was looking for him to come to school.
But as he drives down one street, there's no need to knock. He spots a young man sitting on his wooden porch.
Sterling, what's happening?
Oh, what's good with you?
What's good with you? Nah, come here.
Sterling Banks is 19. He makes his way to Boykin's car, lifting the black headphones from his ears so they rest on his shoulders.
What you doing nowadays?
Just chilling.
He was just released from jail, charged with drug-related offenses.
You out?
Oh, yeah.
You ain't doing nothing?
Just looking for a job and just chilling.
It's hard to get a job without a high school diploma, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
He says he dropped out of high school when he was 16.
I had a little bit of problem in school, and I was kind of bad. I don't know. It wasn't working for me at the time. I had a lot going on. I was on juvenile probation at the time, stuff, so I had a lot going on.
Banks used to work at a poultry plant and is now looking for a job at Burger King. Boykin tells Banks to say hi to his older brother, who did graduate.
So you hang in there and stay out of trouble.
All right. Good talking to y'all.
Good to see you, man. Take care. Yeah, nothing to do. That's the tragedy of dropping out.
Boykin has helped at least 40 students in the last few years either stay in school or come back. Like many other parts of the state, the graduation rate here has slowly climbed. Boykin says some students end up dropping out because of family problems and they want to make money. About a third of Clinton residents live below the poverty line. Other students have just been itching to leave since middle school.
James, what's up? Come here.
Later in the afternoon, Boykin comes across 18-year-old James Ash. He happens to be hanging out with Sterling Banks, who Boykin met earlier. Dropouts hang out with dropouts, he explains. Ash is holding a Wendy's cup in his hand.
That's an everyday thing, just chilling. Nothing to do, really.
But unlike his friend, Ash is tired. He recently called Boykin, asking if he could come back to school.
It's nothing out here, you just be bored. Just walking the streets, doing nothing, about to get in trouble. I just need something positive in my life and just find a better job, I guess.
Ash wants to go into construction. He could have graduated this month had he not quit school last year. Boykin tells him he looks different now. He wears glasses and looks more focused.
And you know I work with you, but you know how I am. You're going to do the right thing. But you know I'm going to be there for you as long as you're in the right. So stay focused. When school starts back in August, you're coming back to graduate.
And to help make that happen, Boykin has a plan. He'll allow him to graduate with fewer credits than most of his peers. Like many other school districts, Clinton runs a program that lets a handful of struggling students focus on completing only what's required by the state and not the school district. So instead of taking 28 credits, they can finish with just 22.
If they knew they had to come back and take the required 28 courses, 28 credits, they wouldn't come back because that's going to set them at least 2 years behind. Yeah, so they wouldn't come back. They would give up.
My name is Elizabeth Carter from Clinton. Been here all my life.
Carter is another student Boykin convinced to come back. She dropped out 2 years ago after rushing into a marriage. Her new trailer home was too far from the bus route, so counselors were driving her back and forth to school.
And I just decided, I don't want to be a burden on nobody, so I just quit.
Her relationship went sour, and she spent the next year and a half lounging around, not doing much. Eventually, she visited her old school to help enroll her younger sister. There, she ran into Boykin, who told her she could graduate in a semester if she came back.
I was like, I'm kind of old. Like, wouldn't these people be like, dang, you know, she's old and she's in here. And then I talked to my mom about it, and she was like, you should go. She was like, because it's free. You don't have to pay to get your diploma.
So last semester, she took a math and English class in the morning and worked at KFC in the afternoon. And she passed. Because of the lighter course load, she can't attend a four-year state university, but she'll go to a community college in the fall.
I think I did good. I'm proud of myself. My mama tells me that every day.
After community college, she wants to attend a four-year university to fulfill a dream she's held on to since she was 11, to study Cuban cuisine and cook for a living. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.